Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator.
Yeah, Pranali Patil from Iodine Investment. Connect me to Precall Limited.
Pranali Patil.
From Iden Investment.
From Precall, right? Precall Limited.
Yeah, Precall Limited. Precall Limited.
The conference is now being recorded.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rituja, moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Precol Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q3 and 9 months FY22 results. We have with us today Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director, Mr. Krishnamurthy Pattabhiraman, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. P.M. Ganesh, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, and Mr. Siddharth Manoharan, Chief Strategy Officer. At this moment, all participants are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note, this conference is being recorded. Now, I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Vikram Mohan, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
A very good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to the third quarter of financial year FY22 earnings call. As mentioned by me on many occasions in recent times, in the press and other communication and with one-on-one investors, we are perhaps going through the most difficult time in our company's operations in this quarter. Quarter 3 and quarter 4 of this financial year is perhaps the most difficult time for us, mainly due to external factors and no internal factors. We have seen huge disruptions in our supply chain, acute shortages of our key raw material, which is ICs, semiconductors, LCDs, TFTs, our key raw material. Lead times for our raw material have gone up to 54 to 58 weeks. Freight costs have quadrupled and quintupled in many cases, inbound freight. And schedules from customers have been extremely dynamic, with changing schedules literally every day. Compared to many other companies in the automotive component space, your company, Precol, has had a far higher impact, being reliant on electronic raw material being imported from Taiwan, Korea, Malaysia, China, and Japan. The impact on Precol has been far higher, and this has had an impact on both the top line and the percentage EBITDA of the company. On a normal basis, we should have comfortably delivered another 3% or about 14% EBITDA, whereas we have had a suboptimal EBITDA because of increasing raw material costs, freight costs, and constantly erratic production schedules. We have also lost at least about 20% sales per month because of these acute raw material shortages. And in many of our raw material, we are working with literally 8 hours of raw material in stock on a hand-to-mouth basis. Under these conditions, I must congratulate our operating team for delivering the best possible results within these difficult operating conditions. The same operating conditions are continuing for Q4 as well, and we expect some breathing room to come in the coming quarters. The revenue from operations stands at 379 crores for this quarter. On a quarter-to-quarter basis, this has seen a reduction compared to the previous financial year by about 13.55%. There has been no loss of market share of the company. This is a reflection of the industry itself going down because of the semiconductor shortage. Total revenue for this quarter has been about 392.84 crores. Next slide, please. The profit from operations for this quarter has been about 18 crores. Amortization of intangibles is about 570 lakhs, which is a non-cash item. Profit and loss from operations has been about 23 crores for this quarter, which is again lower significantly compared to the same quarter last year because of the increased material cost and the surge prices that we are paying for such material. We have had an EBITDA percentage of about 11.16%, and if not for these temporary price pressures and surge pricing, we should have enjoyed closer to about 14.5% of EBITDA this quarter. We have made a cash profit of about 32 crores this quarter, and after capex, we have had a free cash flow of about 20 crores this quarter. This is an interesting slide to note. As of 31st March in FY21, our long-term borrowings was about 230 crores. We have had a healthy amount of cash generation in spite of all these difficult external factors, and we have been able to substantially reduce our long-term borrowings, and we have been able to bring it down to about 100 crores as of 31st December. And this number has further reduced as we speak. And as mentioned to you, in the next financial year, this entire long-term borrowing will be repaid even with constrained market conditions and weak automotive market. Our revenue from operations was about, on a consolidated basis, about 395 crores. Here again, we have degrown slightly lower than the market degrowth, which means our market share has increased, and our total revenue stands at around 408 crores for this quarter. All of our subsidiaries are debt-free. All our subsidiaries have zero borrowings. All of our subsidiaries have our cash accruing at this point of time. Profit and loss from all the continuing operations for this quarter is about 27.80 crores, with the cash profit from continuing operations being far in excess of this. EBITDA overall, including the subsidiaries, stands at around 12.11%, which would have been ideally about 15% if not for these price hikes that we have faced in this quarter and will continue to face in the next quarter or two. The cash profit for the company as a whole, including subsidiaries, stands at 37 crores as against 32 crores for the standalone. Consolidated borrowings as well has seen a significant reduction, with no long-term borrowings at any of the subsidiaries. Some of our recent product launches are the two-wheeler digital cluster for some of our marquee customers like Hero Motors and TVS, passenger vehicle and commercial vehicle clusters for Gurkha or Force Motors, the new Gurkha, and for Tata Motors commercial vehicle, some tractor and off-road vehicle clusters, a new customer entry into Tata Hitachi for their off-road vehicles, and a new oil pump for Polaris for an ATV. Our new product pipeline continues to be very robust. Our LOI pipeline continues to be robust. We have a strong business order pipeline for the next few years. The next few quarters will continue to be under stress till the world comes back to normal and supply lines come back to normal. Industry experts believe some degree of normalcy will start coming back from September 2022, and by September 2023, complete normalization, especially with regard to IC supply chains and TFT and electronic components, will happen. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. We would like to now entertain questions from our shareholders and participants in the call. May I request you to restrict yourself to one question and go back into the question queue to give everyone an opportunity to ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to limit their questions to one per participant and use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question pertains on the P&L side. We have seen a substantial increase in other expenses on QOQ basis. So is this reflection of higher freight costs? So because our revenues have been more or less flat. I'm talking of standalone numbers.
Yes, as mentioned, Jinesh, we have been paying a huge amount of premium freight to get materials inward. Freight costs have almost quintupled and quadrupled import pay. And freight cost increase is primarily the reason for cost increase.
Okay. And we are not seeing any signs of that moderating, at least for fourth quarter.
I don't think there will be any let-off for the fourth quarter. Q3 and Q4 are going to be the most difficult quarters, and we don't see freight rates coming softening, or at least supply chain for electronic components, and we are still bringing in everything in by air freight as against sea freight, which not just for Q4, even for Q1 of next year, it is going to be continue to be on air freight basis. Even as of last week, one of our key TFT suppliers has announced a shutdown of their plant in China on account of COVID for 3 weeks. And this was going to result in premium freight for the coming many months. So I don't expect the premium freight to soften for the next 5 to 6 months till supply chain normalcy happens.
Got it. I'll come back in queue. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiren Trivedi from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to understand on your plans to increase your exports going forward. So could you give some more color on the plans to increase the exports going forward in the medium term?
I will request our CEO and Executive Director to comment about the export business increase plan for the next coming year.
Good afternoon. Our exports have been growing at a fair pace. In fact, barring Q3, we have grown by 40% in the first half of this year when compared to the previous year. Because of semiconductor shortage during Q3, we have shown a growth of only 7% in the export. But as the semiconductor is going to soften up, I think we will go back to the growth in terms of export. Where exactly our growth is going to come is on the pumps and mechanical products. I've explained this in the previous investor call also, that our focus is going to be on the larger pumps, addressing to the niche market, primarily the recreation vehicle, off-road vehicle, tractors, and higher CC motorcycles. This is going to be the area of focus. So we have got confirmed the business in our exports for the next 3 years. And also we have entered into the personal passenger vehicle segment for a large export of our next generation of oil pumps to a personal passenger vehicle manufacturer, one of the largest in Europe. So our growth momentum in export is going to continue in the same pace what is happening currently for the next 2 to 3 years. Also, our vision is that by FY 25-26, close to 20% of our revenue will come from the export market.
Export and deemed exports.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nathan from Augment Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I just had one question. How do we see our production schedule from the OEM going forward? Could you shed some light on it?
The production schedule seems still very erratic for this quarter, Nitin. We expect some degree of normalization to happen from Q1. But really speaking, we expect stability only from September of this year, and this is the industry feedback. We have not lost any business share. Our share of business and market share continues to be good and growing, but stabilization, I think we are at least about 6 to 7 months away.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinal Fufalia from Turtle Star Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So I have a few questions. So first thing, what are our utilization rates as of Q3?
Pardon me, can you repeat yourself? You're not very clear, please, Jinal.
What is our utilization rate as on Q3 and 9 months?
See, actually, our capacity today is we can do quite easily a 200 crores per month.
Anywhere between 180 to 200 crores based on the production mix. So we have done about 400 crores against the capacity of between 550 to 600 crores.
So 400 crores against the capacity of 500 to 600 crores, right?
550 to 600 crores based on the product mix.
Okay, understood. And sir, second is, what are our plans to expand in different geographies in the coming quarters?
We don't plan to expand beyond our existing geographies in the coming quarters. We have a healthy pipeline of new business. Our NPD pipeline, our new product development pipeline is very strong. Our LOI pipeline is very, very strong. We are not planning for any greenfield plants in the coming quarters. Towards the back end of the coming financial year, we will be adding capacity in the western region to cater to the increased business we have won. And we are also not looking at any expansions whatsoever. Two of my articles have been covered recently by Autocar professional, Mr. Murli Gopanan, a very senior editor, which you may go through to understand what are the growth prospects of the company, which are the segments we are planning to go into, and which are the new segments, and how is our technology roadmap, which is makes for quite elaborate reading.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So can you elaborate more upon your plans of bringing a JV partner in each of the divisions and dividing the business between the three segments? Because some of the media articles also point of you going into big capex cycle of 600 odd crores and targeting some 4,000 crores of revenue over the next 3-4 years. So any plans on that front?
Yes, our plan is to hit a turnover of 4,000 crores by in calendar year 25 or FY26, our current capacity will take us to about 2,400 crores. So we will be adding capacity both in terms of technology spend as well as buildings and machinery to the tune of about 600 crores in three product verticals to take us to that 4,000 crores of turnover. We are working out the granular details into each of the business divisions. This is more of a top-level picture because our capital intensity typically is about 1:3. For every crore of investment, we get about 3 crores of turnover. So with about 500 crores of investment, we should be able to garner another 1,500 crores of turnover with about 100 crore capacity investment on technology. And as we speak, we have just commenced work on a world-class technology center and laboratory in Coimbatore at a total cost of about 60 crores, which will get commissioned in the next 18 to 24 months.
What would the line of businesses for this increment of 600 crores of capex?
If I may just again request you, sir, to read that Autocar professional article which is available and has been widely circulated. I have gone into granular detail into the new business verticals and the technologies and what is the market share that we are planning to garner in each of these segments, because that will take for a very long explanation if you don't mind.
So, sir, the same article mentions you going for this expansion in the ratio of 50% debt and 50% equity, right?
In the 600 crores, we are looking at around 50% debt and 50% equity. We will be completely debt-free in the next couple of months with our current cash generation. And then we will go for a new round of debt raising, not in this financial year, but in the subsequent financial year.
Right. So this is a tad divergent from your initial remarks, right? Some 2 quarters away, we wanted to first take the optimum utilization levels of the existing plant and then go for a capex, which was beyond FY23 or maybe 24.
Yes, that's exactly. I said I will be not doing any CapEx. We'll be very CapEx light till FY23, and we will be CapEx light till FY23 and are open the taps on CapEx only in FY24 and 25, resulting in 4,000 crore top line in FY26. It's exactly in line with my statement that we will be on sustenance CapEx for 2 to 3 years.
Thank you, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Geeta Kapoor from Mehta Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have this one question. What are the new client additions we see during this quarter? Thank you.
What is the new, sorry?
Client addition we did during the quarter.
We have added a lot of new platforms for our existing clients. Our focus continues to be on our 16 clients and not adding any new customers. We are adding more business with our customers, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Shubh Mangal Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for reasonably good performance under trying circumstances. My question is regarding the pass-through of commodity prices and freight costs. We have seen substantial inflation on both these fronts. So are we able to pass on these increases to the customer, or we are absorbing it short-term through our own P&L?
About 60 to 65% we are passing on to the customer, albeit with a time lag, which you are seeing an impact. About 35 to 40% we are absorbing based on customer goodwill, because the customer is not able to pass on the entire thing to his end customer. So about 65% is being passed on to the customer, 60 to 65%. About 35 to 40% we are absorbing, which is what is having 2.5 to 3% EBITDA impact for us.
And sir, your CapEx of 600 crores, so it will be broadly distributed through which verticals? Instrumentation cluster or fuel pumps?
Sensor vertical, connected vehicle solutions vertical, and our mechanical products vertical, or now what we call it actuation and control systems vertical. It will be spread over all the three to add about a revenue of about 1500 to 1600 crores. And the investments will start in the back end of this year, but really of the coming year. And a lot of it is going to be in FY24 and FY25.
And it will have same EBITDA of around 14-15%?
Yes. A steady state EBITDA of about 14-15% is what we are expecting.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just one query on the margins. So you alluded to this fact for the next two quarters is going to be under the same range as what we put in this quarter. So starting from Q2 of next year, could we see 14-15% kind of a margin profile return back for us?
It's very VUCA time, Shashank. We are not able to predict. We didn't look, for example, we never expected a key supplier of ours of raw material to shut down for 3 weeks in February for a government directive in China. I think till the world is able to bring this corona under check, now they are talking of a new variant emerging in Wuhan. So it's going to be very big. In a steady state, we can deliver a 14 to 15% margin comfortably. That steady state, God alone knows when that steady state is going to come. I really wish I knew.
Okay. And sir, lastly, are we considering any of the new age EV OEMs supplying any of our products?
Almost we are engaging with every single EV player, big or small in the country, barring Ola, whom we are engaged with, but with everyone else, we are in advanced stages of discussion or LOI.
Okay. But sir, currently we're not presently the top five, maybe Hero, Okinawa, Ether, these kind of players we're not present, right?
Barring Ola, we are working with everyone.
Engaging with everyone.
Pardon me?
we have already started supplying our products to them, or we are engaging with them?
We are under development where we have received LOI. And in some cases, it is between the RFQ and LOI stage.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I would just like to, there's news in the market with regards to Pricol being merged with another listed entity. So would you clarify on the same?
This is news to me, to the best of my knowledge. We have no plans to merge with any other listed entity. In fact, we are on a growth now, and we are planning to separate the company into three under one listed entity. So there's no question of merging under any listed entity. In fact, we are on the verge of signing multiple partnership agreements and JV agreements at this point of time.
So going forward, would it be that Tricord would be separated into three different entities? So three different entities would be listed?
Three business verticals under one listed entity.
Okay, one listed entity, three separate verticals. And there is no, you're clarifying that there would be nothing of merger with any other big entity in the market currently.
No, that news and a surprise to me also.
No, because it was out in the media, so I thought that better I would ask you only, so it is better to know it from the horse's mouth, so that is why I asked. Thank you, sir, for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Shubh Mangal Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Our spend on research, which is 4-5% of our revenue, it is directed towards mainly electric vehicle business components or ICE engine components. So if you can clarify, it will be helpful.
See, we are going to be least disrupted by electric vehicles, Vipul, because our primary business is sensors and driver information systems, which is common to an electric vehicle or a non-electric vehicle. So we are not an engine component company or a company. So all our components are relevant to whatever form of propulsion. So our spend of about 4.5-4.8% of our spend on both product and process development or engineering is going to all facets of the business. In fact, over the next 2 years, I see ourselves more as a technology company and less of a component manufacturer, because technology is changing at a very fast pace. In fact, out of our 850 staff, 370 staff are in product and process development, and we are one of the highest in the Indian automotive industry. And as I mentioned earlier in the call, we are building a new world-class technology center and test labs also at an investment of about 60 crores, which will be commissioned in the next 18 months. So this is not specific to EVs or it's for technology, it's for software, for hardware, for all categories of vehicle. And our product categories, our products will apply to all categories of vehicle, and it is not EV agnostic.
Okay. That is really helpful. And this R&D spend, will it be on an upward trajectory? Are you going to increase it to 7-8% of revenue once this technology center becomes operational?
No, it will continue to be at 4.5-5%. As our revenue keeps growing, so the absolute rupee spend will go up, but the percentage of spend will remain at 4.5-5%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dheeral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to know how we have performed as compared to two-wheeler, four-wheeler, and commercial vehicle. So what is our growth?
CEO to answer that question, sectoral performance versus precost performance. Our CEO will answer that question.
Actually, we have been better than the market.
the market actually has degrown by 19% on the Q3 comparison, and we have degrown by about 15%, so we have bettered the market. In all segments of the market, we have been better than the market. Two-stroke three-wheeler, we are better by about 2%. Personal passenger vehicle, we continue to grow with the new entry with a few personal passenger vehicle like Tata Motors and Peugeot. And commercial vehicle is where we have significantly grown because of our entry into the medium and heavy-duty commercial vehicle into all the four key players, which is including Tata Motors, Volvo Asia, Ashok Leyland, and also SML. So overall, on a Q3 basis, we have bettered the market.
And in two-wheeler?
Yeah, two-stroke three-wheeler, we are better by about 2%. Four-wheeler, we have also bettered, and then the commercial vehicle is where our maximum growth has come when compared to the market growth. Overall, the industry has degrown by 19% of all segments put together, and we have degrown by 15%.
So, and so second thing, what are we doing differently in the export market, you know, which is helping us to grow, as you said, 40% in first half, and you expect this to continue also?
Yeah, export growth is primarily coming off the new products, on primarily onto the pumps and mechanical products. Into the niche segment which I explained, like the recreation vehicle, off-highway vehicle, and also into the higher CC motorcycle, where our growth is being there. And the next three years also, going forward, we expect this growth momentum to happen. That's what we explained, that by FY 25-26, our total percentage of export over the total revenue would be about 20%, which is export and deemed export.
And sir, our margins are higher in the export as compared to domestic market?
Marginally higher.
Okay, got your point, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sharad Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sharad Sharma, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted.
Sure. Sir, you had mentioned 350 people of 850, or approximately 4.5% of spend is R&D. What proportion of this is capitalized? Is anything capitalized or is it penalized?
It's all revenue expenditure. There's nothing capitalized here.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one.
I think in the absence of any questions, we'd like to thank all of you for participating in this call and for all the questions which we enjoyed answering. And we look forward to meeting you after the completion of this quarter at our next earnings call. Thank you very much. Stay safe and Jai Hind.
Thank you. On behalf of Concept Investor Relations, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining this conference call. If you have any further queries, please send us an email to cs@precolc.com or gaurav.g@conceptpr.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.